This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. With my voice dripping of nasal congestion, I thought I would talk about fall allergies. Ragweed, elm, and something called chenopods are medium to high range right now. I looked up at chenopod, and the clearest explanation would be that it's a type of weed like amaranth, lamb's quarters, and pigweed. Pollen counts are a bit higher in Minnesota and Wisconsin right now. We've got some late-blooming perennials peaking at the moment, and the bees and butterflies are all over them. I'll take the sniffles if I can have some painted lady butterflies. They're on my sedums and chives I let go to flower. They're also flitting about my native butterfly garden. I mistook them at first for monarch butterflies, which are now on their way to Mexico, where they'll spend the winter. That sounds quite lovely right now. Although I'm pretty sure the monarch aren't thinking about sinking their toes into a nice sandy beach and sipping a margarita. Monarchs migrate from Mexico to Canada in spring and then head south in the fall. Just 5 years ago, I was lamenting the demise of the monarch as their habitat dwindles and possible problems with GMOs have nearly eradicated milkweed in farms and ditches. However, Monarch Watch is posting more and more sightings this year. Monarchs migrate alone, but they roost together at night. Depending on when they're born, monarchs' longevity varies. They live just 2 to 6 weeks during the summer months, but during migration, they can live from August to April, unless something untoward happens as they traverse the countries. Monarchs go through 4 or 5 generations each year, and only one of these migrates. The migratory generation is the last one of a year, so it's probable the last generation. I'll have more on monarchs and spare you the details of my allergies. Check out gardenbite.com for links and pictures, and hopefully a video I have of the painted ladies. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.